This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here with another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. For those new to the show and the channel, this is our weekly up-to-date news in the world of travel and points and miles. Been a relatively quiet week, so I think this one's going to be fairly short. The first one I wanted to mention is actually not specifically travel news, but a campaign that I'm super excited to share with all of you. And this one is coming from Thrifty Traveler. For those who've listened to the show, know back in episode 69, I had a breakdown of all the tools, all the things that I use to make points and miles travel easier for myself. And one of them was my subscription to Thrifty Traveler Premium, where I get deals into my inbox on a daily basis. And when I say deals, I'm talking somewhere around 5 to 7 different points and miles travel deals that they've scoped out and pushed out every single day, as well as when there's really, really hot deals that are likely to be gone within hours, even get a text message from them about their unicorn fares, which I absolutely love. And the reason why I bring this up is because they're running a campaign from June 4th through 9th, so only 6 days, where any new subscriber is going to get 50% off the first year of Thrifty Traveler Premium. And it's only typically $100 for the year. And so it's going to be $50. I promise you, literally, you find one deal that they send you and it's going to pay for itself. Check your inboxes next week when we'll go ahead and send this out once that promotion goes live. This is in honor of them celebrating 10 years of honestly finding great travel deals and putting out great travel content. So super excited to continuously partner with Thrifty Traveler, and we'll be pushing that out. You'll see that on our socials, as well as look for that in a one-off newsletter we'll be sending. And just to give you a scope of some of the deals that have just come through my inbox just within the last couple of days, I've got flights to Iceland, 20,000 sky miles round trip. Business class to Lima, Peru from 30,000 points each way, nonstop. Even cash deals like $1,600 business class flight to Portugal, that's usually $3,000. So regardless if you don't have the points available, they also show cash deals. So if you just want to find really great travel deals in general, even if you don't have the bank of points yet, or you're saving your points for something else, you might just find a really inexpensive business class or economy or premium economy trip that might fit well within your schedule, whether it's to Portugal or to South America or to Africa. They'll send you the dates that are available to look for booking, and you can take advantage of it. So absolutely love the program. In other travel news, the points guy actually noted that if you're a Clear member or thinking about joining Clear, that they've quietly raised their annual membership fee from $189 to $199 per year. So that's actually the second price hike in just over a year. And that's another $10 jump because it was $179 originally. Now, again, these aren't huge price increases, but I think it's important to point out, I'm sure most of you are like myself, where your Amex Platinum and your other cards cover Clear membership as a benefit. And so we're likely not as cognizant of the price changes. But for those of you that have paid for it out of pocket, just keep in mind that the price has gone up. If you're not familiar with Clear, it basically lets you skip the regular ID lines at airport security and uses biometric verification to do so. It can be a time saver at a lot of airports, especially as more and more people get TSA PreCheck. I see that it's often a toss-up. Most of the time, I'm just going into a regular PreCheck line, or the airport doesn't even have Clear. But there have been a couple times where Clear was much faster than TSA PreCheck by a large margin. So I think the value in having like the Amex Platinum and other cards that pay for it is when it makes sense, you can use it. But likely if the cards did not provide this benefit, I probably wouldn't pay for it just because I don't find myself that often in airports that have it. And at the same time, the line is dramatically shorter than TSA PreCheck. So news coming out of Thrifty Traveler actually is that Kimpton Hotels has brought back its pretty quirky and beloved secret password promotion for this summer. So they said all you have to do is just say the phrase "social sent me" at check-in, and you'll score a fun surprise, and that's anywhere from a free drink or snack to room upgrades and waive fees. So this is one of those classic IHG perks that rewards those people who are in the know. And this promotion actually runs through August 31st of this year. So if you have a Kimpton stay coming up, don't forget this password, social sent me, and you could get some unexpected goodies when you check in, but you do have to let them know that when you check in. And unfortunately, we're here at the last call for the ANA Around the World ticket. If you recall, back in episode 25, I had the Point Sisters, Kelsey and Devin, who came on to talk about how amazing the ANA, that's Al Nippon Airways Around the World ticket, is. Basically, anywhere from 105,000 to about 150,000 Amex points per person, you could fly a round the world ticket that has up to 12 segments and 8 stopovers. And it's probably has been one of the most desirable and aspirational bookings possible, beyond the typical Emirates first class or whatever it may be, just because this was literally the least amount of points you could spend to fly literally around the world. Well, unfortunately, that's ending June 24th of this year. So if you want to take advantage of one of the Around the World tickets, make sure that you book through ANA before then. Now, I know Kelsey and Devin on the Point Sisters, they have a service where they will do this for you because it is quite complex. I've heard them speak in person and they've been on the podcast where they talk through the process of doing so. It involves spending a lot of time on hold with ANA. So if you really want to take advantage of this, I would recommend go check out episode 25 and the link to their profile there. You can reach out to them to actually book that for yourself. I think that's an incredible service. I unfortunately have not been able to take advantage of it. That was something that was on my bucket list of travel to do within the next year or so. So while we have had an around the world trip when we flew to Singapore and Bali and then back to the US, we actually circumnavigated the globe on that trip, which was awesome. Wasn't the exact type of around the world trip that I think we would have planned to do in the future with multiple stopovers. But again, if you have the opportunity to take advantage of this, make sure to do so. And a last piece of housekeeping regarding our Facebook group. So we've had people that have applied to be in the Facebook group. When I say apply, you know, there's a little small quick form. Anyone who doesn't answer any of the questions and just leaves it completely blank, just so you know, you will be declined and it will say the feedback as to please answer the questions. So if you have gone online on Facebook and you have seen that you have not been accepted, because usually we're accepting people within about 24 hours or less, you probably did not complete the questions. So one thing to note, if you do complete the questions, we will go ahead and let you in. Mostly it's accepting the group rules as well to make sure there's no spam and, you know, bad conduct in there. So trying to keep the community fairly clean. And so it's a very simple, you know, take 2 minutes to answer the questions there and we will let you in the group. That is all for this week when it comes to the quick hits and news and travel. Appreciate everyone's support and the community that we've been growing and the listeners and all the positive feedback we've gotten from the show. If you found value, feel free to rate the show. Would love a 5-star rating and review. Tell your friends and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.